This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Dallas police quietly gathered in front of their headquarters this morning to remember the officers who died 2 years ago tomorrow. Songs and prayers from four different faiths opened the observance. Along with citizens and officials, police remembered Dallas officers who died on July 7, 2016. Lauren Ahrens, Michael Kroll, Patricio Zamaripa, Michael Smith, and DART officer Brent Thompson. They were ambushed downtown following a peaceful rally. Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall mentioned those killed that night and added Rogelio Santander, who died in a Home Depot shooting earlier this year.
We assemble here today as a celebration of life. These officers left a legacy, and we need to honor that legacy by remembering them and remembering the families, honoring you each and every day.
Hall called that July night 2 years ago among the deadliest in U.S. police history.
It was also the department's and this community's finest hour.
State Senator Royce West said actions of the Dallas Police Department that night have helped redefine the city's national image.
When you see individuals coming together, surrounding, supporting law enforcement with a chief of police that cares about making certain her troops understand, appreciate their response for the community and what the behavior expectations are, both police officers and citizens.
At the end of the morning service, family members and Dallas police released to the skies white balloons representing the slain officers.
You are loved. You are missed. You are remembered.
A monument in memory of the officers lost July 7th is scheduled to go up soon near the entrance to the Dallas Police Headquarters. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.